So now let's talk about the AWS Security Hub. So it's a central security tool that is used to manage the security across several AWS accounts and automate security checks. So this has an integrated dashboard that's going to show you the current security and compliance status that allows you to quickly take actions. So it's going to aggregate alerts across different services and different partner tools. So you're going to get services such as Config, GuardDuty, Inspector, MASI, IAM Access Analyzer, AWS Systems Manager, AWS Firewall Manager, AWS Health, and AWS Partner Solutions, and maybe even more. I may not change this lecture over time, but to give you an idea, it just aggregates all these partners' tools and all these services into one central dashboard, one central hub. And so for a security hub to work, first of all, you must enable the AWS Config service. So if we look at a diagram, just to summarize, Security Hub can cover multiple accounts at a time and gather findings from MASI, GuardDuty, Inspector, Firewall Manager, IAM Access Analyzer, Systems Manager, Config, Health, and is going to find all the potential issues and findings. And thanks to automated checks, you're going to see in your dashboard your Security Hub findings. But also, anytime there's a security issue, this is going to generate an event in Event Bridge. And finally, to investigate the source of these issues, you can use Amazon Detective, which is going to allow you to very quickly know where the security issues are coming from. And so in AWS, we can see the Security Hub. So as we can see, there's a pricing per check. So the first 1,000 checks cost you this much, and then and so on. So the more checks you look, the more pricing you're going to have. Then there is ingestion of events. So the first 10,000 events are free, but then you have to pay per finding, okay? You get 30-day trial for Security Hub. So I'm not going to enable it, but I just want to show you the options. And it really shows you here that we have these automated security checks and the fact that it looks at different services such as GuardDuty, Inspector, MASI, and others to find these security issues and then allow you to take actions, okay? So if we go to Security Hub and enable the trial, we'll see that first we need to enable Config to make sure that Security Hub can work. And then we need to choose the security standards we want to adhere to. So we can have three different options. And finally, the integrations based on the services that we have enabled. And then you click on Enable Security Hub and you'll be good to go. But I'm not going to show you anything. I'm not going to have security issues in my accounts because I don't really use it. But at least I showed you the option and you can see the kind of service that it is. Okay, I hope you liked it and I will see you in the next lecture.